right, folks, Mike here, and Christmas has come early. The new trailer has finally arrived for Avengers Endgame, and I've stayed off social media all day. I have somehow completely avoided spoilers for this thing, and I finally have the chance to sit down and check out the trailer for the first time. Now, of course, keep in mind that if you want to stay spoiler-free for Endgame, you should probably hit stop on the video right now. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons anyway. And I have to be honest, the title is kind of disappointing. Because when back when Infinity War came out, the Russo brothers said that they were holding off on the release of the title for Endgame because it was a major spoiler for this movie. Or for Infinity War, I believe. But either way, I'm hearing the title now and I'm going, what does Endgame spoil? We knew good and well that this was kind of the end of the overall story arc for the MCU films up to this point. So, I don't get this claim that the title is a spoiler. Please leave a comment if you can explain to me what this title would spoil. So, with that, with the spoiler talk, and I'd like to be able to get back on social media, let's get this thing started. Oh, it's a little Iron Man helmet. Okay. Oh yeah, his helmet. Okay.
This thing on. Hey, Miss Bunz. If you find this recording, don't feel bad about this. Part of the journey is the end. Just for the record, being adrift in space with zero promise of rescue is more fun than it sounds. Food and water ran out 4 days ago. Oxygen will run out tomorrow morning. And be it.
Whoa.
When I drift off, I will dream about you. It's always you.
So we're opening the trailer basically with Tony Stark's last will and testament. Yeesh. Even the Marvel Studios logo didn't survive the snap. Ooh.
Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures.
We lost, all of us. We lost friends. We lost family.
Who the hell was that? Ourselves. Oh! Interesting. So the Ronin rumors were true.
This is good work, Steve.
I know it is. Because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't.
Oh, you know it's bad when even Captain America's losing faith. Oh, you know what? Again, Marvel and Disney pretty much own us and they know it. This is a 2-minute teaser that is exactly how a teaser should be done. There's enough to make you scared for these characters that we have come to know and love. There's enough here to intrigue you and make you want to know more. But at the same time, it doesn't give away anything of the story, which is exactly what a teaser should do. So, I gotta be honest, I kind of want to sit down and watch it again Because, like, we see Clint back as, instead of Hawkeye, the Ronin character from the more recent Avengers titles. And aside from the fact that, you know, like I said a minute ago, oh, the theories are true. Excellent. And I'm also just going, what made him want to switch identities? Like, did he lose his family? Was this to kind of get around the Sokovia Accords? What happened there? We see Tony somehow, and I say somehow, ignoring the fact that it's Tony Stark, so of course he did, has taken control of the Milano and is stranded in space, which... Another thing that's also intriguing, because it's like, if nothing else, Nebula's with him? Shouldn't they be able to at least get a spaceport by themselves? But, yeah, I'm kind of itching to watch this again. This is exciting as hell, and especially now that we have the release date of April 2019. So, we're literally going to have Captain Marvel in March, leading straight into this. Very, very little wait time, and I applaud them for that, because what this says to me is they've just flat out gone, okay, we know that if we wait too long, there's going to be leaks, plot details are going to come out, but we want people to experience this in as pure a manner as possible, and fuck, that's perfection. That, I applaud Marvel Studios and Disney if that's what they did. So on that note, again, don't forget the like and subscribe buttons. Tune in at 9 a.m. Atlantic tomorrow when Geeks vs. Nerds will be unveiling this month's Pokemon Go Community Day video. You should see Trevor and I in there somewhere anyway. I, if nothing else, will be the Lone Instinct member in the background of most scenes catching Pokemon. Join us next week when Trevor, Paula, and I will be getting together to review Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Please, for the love of God, Sony, don't fuck this up. I am begging you. So with that, I will see everybody in a week. Bye-bye!